Ezekiel chapter 41. Afterward, he brought me to the temple and measured the posts, 6 cubits broad on one side, 6 cubits broad on the other side, which was the breadth of the tabernacle. And the breadth of the door was 10 cubits, and the sides of the door were 5 cubits on one side and 5 cubits on the other. And he measured the length of it, 40 cubits, and the breadth, 20 cubits. And then he went inward and measured the posts of the door, 2 cubits, and the door, 6 cubits, and the breadth of the door, 7 cubits. And so he measured the length of it, 20 cubits, and the breadth, 20 cubits, before the, in front of the temple. And he said to me, "This is the most holy place." After, he measured the wall of the house, 6 cubits, and the breadth of every side chamber, 4 cubits, round the house on every side. And the side chambers were 3, one over another, 30 in order. And they entered into the wall which was of the house for the side chambers round about, so that they might have hold, but they had not hold in the wall of the house. And there was an enlarging and a winding about still upward to the side chambers, for the winding about of the house went still upward round about the house, and for this reason the breadth of the house was still upward, and so increased from the lowest chamber to the highest by the midst. I also saw the height of the house round about. The foundations of the side chambers were a full reed of 6 great cubits. The thickness of the wall, which was the side chamber outside, was 5 cubits. And that which was left was the place of the side chambers that were inside. And between the chambers was the wideness of 20 cubits round about the house on every side. And the doors of the side chambers were toward the place that was left, one door to the north, and another door toward the south. And the breadth of the place that was left was 5 cubits round about. Now the building that was before the separate place at the end toward the west was 70 cubits broad, and the wall of the building was 5 cubits thick, round about, and the length of it was 90 cubits. So he measured the house, 100 cubits long, and the separate place, and the buildings, and the walls of it, 100 cubits long. Also the breadth of the face of the house, and of the separate place toward the east, 100 cubits. And he measured the length of the building over against the separate place which was behind it, and the galleries of it on the one side and on the other side, 100 cubits, with the inner temple and the porches of the court. The doorposts and the narrow windows and the galleries round about on their 3 stories over against the door, ceilinged with wood round about and from the ground up to the windows, and the windows were covered. To that above the door, to the inner house, and outside, and by all the wall round about, within and without, by measure, and it was made with cherubims and palm trees, so that a palm tree was between a cherub, and every cherub had 2 faces, so that the face of a man was toward the palm tree on one side, and the face of a young lion toward the palm tree on the other side. It was made throughout all the house, round about. From the ground above to above the door were cherubims and palm trees made, and on the wall of the temple. The posts of the temple were squared, and the face of the sanctuary, the appearance of one as the appearance of the other. The altar of wood was 3 cubits high, and the length of it 2 cubits, and the corners of it, and the length of it, and the walls of it were made of wood. And he said to me, "This is the table that is before Yahweh." And the temple and the sanctuary had 2 doors, and the doors had 2 leaves, 2 turning leaves, 2 leaves for the one door and 2 leaves for the other. And there were made on them, on the doors of the temple, cherubims and palm trees, like that which was made upon the walls, and there were thick planks upon the face of the porch outside. And there were narrow windows and palm trees on the one side and on the other side, on the sides of the porch and on the side chambers of the house, and thick planks. End of chapter.